So what I've been trying, Olivier Bonnenrider, what I've been trying to do in order to summarize the previous discussions and this experiment in trying to put values on the various dimensions is to summarize what your findings basically on diagrams, different kind of diagrams. And I chose to use the kind of radar diagrams that Denise showed to us yesterday, focusing on six of the dimensions: structure, expressiveness, granularity, reasoning, strictness, and design. I left out purposely the intended use, which is not measurable as such, I'm going to show you what I was able to map, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the difficulties I had in doing so. And along the same lines, I also used a suggestion from Tom, which was to basically just try and sort the 10 or so artifacts that we have studied along the various dimensions and try and see what we can get from this. So while this is coming up, what I can tell you already is that I think the problem we have here is with the lack of operational definitions for these dimensions. And that's so in some cases I had to reinterpret the comments that were put in the matrix instead of values, and I did that quite liberally and I might have gotten them wrong, so apologies for that. But it's just to try and see whether it's going to work or not. So this is the diagram I get for the four upper-level ontologies. So the basic formal ontology, Cosmos, Sumo, and engineering math. Oh, and there's a PSL also in the mix. And, well, I can kind of make sense of it, if you wish. So Buffo seems to be fairly high on all marks, which means that it's going to be expressive because and formal, and it's been designed from the top down. This is what the higher marks correspond to. Supports a fair amount of reasoning, and it's prescriptive rather than descriptive. And just to take another example, Cosmo, which is less formal and descriptive, gets more towards the center. That's basically what we can get out of this. And within a given category, within these upper-level ontologies, seems to make sense to me. We can probably debate, although we don't have time for that, but it kind of makes sense. At least it does to me. Next. So I don't even know how to name this category because it was fairly heterogeneous. The folksonomy category revolves around the center, which is to mean that it has low expressiveness, granularity, etc. And in contrast to that, WordNet doesn't get to the top of each, but it's kind of middle of the road. And also it makes sense to me. And I didn't dare mapping the Dublin core following yesterday's heated debate. Okay, next one. The models, or what I call the models, I can't even remember exactly the acronyms, but there was the environmental and the geographic or geospatial modeling language. Markup language, sorry. Okay, so you see how they map, and we, in interest of time, we're going to move to the biomedical ones. And again, no surprise here, the gene ontology is slightly more everything, basically, as mesh is, and I think I kind of agree with that. Now, different kind of exercise. Pick one of each on the next slide. Pick one of each category and try to map them together. And does it still make sense? Well, I'm not sure. So we have Buffo on the periphery and Delicious in the inside, which kind of makes sense. But otherwise, I'm not sure there is much comparability across groups, which also might have to do with lack of comparability among not only group of ontologies, but group of raters of these ontologies, which to me can be easily related to the lack of operational definitions. And that's probably where we hit the hard problems here. Or if we want to see that in a more positive way, we can say that there's still some work to do on this kind of issues. So shifting gears now and going to simpler things, it's simply a map of some, or just sorting these artifacts along each dimension. And again, here, what is it to say that the structure of mesh is comparable to the structure of Buffo or PSL? I'm not completely sure. And I mean, we can go quickly through the other diagrams, but basically we get the same kind of issues, I think. The definition of granularity was particularly confusing. I think there are two different aspects to granularity that were mixed up by the various groups. One is, the more nodes, the finer grain it is, while the official quote-unquote definition in the dimensions related to whether there is anything else than a subsumption relation, basically. So are there explicit associative relations asserted in the ontology in addition to the ESA backbone, basically? And this has been interpreted, and that's maybe why there's more heterogeneity in this granularity dimension than anywhere else. I'm probably going to close there.